Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse brings you a play from Upstage Surrey. And by the way, Upstage Surrey ask us to get some feedback regarding these regular offerings. Could you email any feedback to Upstage Theatre Company, figure 4, at gmail.com? That's Upstage Theatre Company, the figure 4, at gmail.com. And they do work hard, and all the feedback, good and otherwise, would be appreciated by this non-membership-funded local drama group. So tell them what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to hear more of.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas...
Upstage Surrey presents Lost in the Madhouse by Peter Shaw.
She sleeps in the sand. Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
I have decided to retire from the world. I shall leave your name with Mrs. Griggs, my landlady, who will notify you when I die. Please arrange for my burial, as I do not want to trouble the occupants of the house more than is necessary.
It is washed to the sea. Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is...
What did you do that for?
Bloody can't stand him.
Oh, come on. It's one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yes, if sung by anyone else. The guy can't sing. Here, how can you tell if Bob Dylan has farted?
What?
The answer, my friend.
We have a deal. 5 songs each. No skipping.
But you always put him on. It's driving me nuts. You're obsessed.
No more than you are with football.
How many times did you see him in concert last year?
Only 4. You never know which will be the last.
All that time and money to see some old bloke who can't sing and who lost it years ago.
Yeah, you went to Prague to see Chelsea. What's the difference?
Difference is, I had a great time with all my mates. I didn't spend a wet weekend in Nottingham to see a warbling pensioner in an ice hockey arena.
You don't understand. Can we just drop it? We're here anyway.
So, it's a man called Walter Tompkins, who's had a fall. He's 84, still on the floor, apparently.
All right, well, I'll find the key lock and then help you in with the gear. Mr. Tompkins?
I'm on the floor.
Oh, dear. How are you?
I fell over.
Well, I'm Lenny, and this is Bernard. We're here to help.
I don't remember anything. It just happened.
We got a call from the 24-hour emergency line. They detected a fall from your pendant alarm.
I fell down. I think I've hurt my arm.
Bernard here will check you over. Now, we may have to get you to a hospital. You've got a nasty gash on your head.
Have I? If you think that's best, can you grab my dressing gown? It's in the cupboard under the stairs.
Of course, Mr. Tompkins.
Walter. Call me Walter.
Okay, Walter. I just need to examine you and go for a few details.
My daughter hung you there. She's always moving things about. She wants me out so you can sell the house. My dressing gown?
I'll just fetch it, Walter. Under the stairs. Quite an Aladdin's cave, Walter. Are these old fern cans?
I'm a collector. That's just the overflow. You should see my shed.
The Cliff Richard show, Christmas night with the stars, Sunday night at the London Palladium.
Have you found the gown yet, Lenny?
My daughter, Martha, she says it's junk. Wants to throw them all in the wheelie bin.
Yeah, well, there might be some treasures in here.
I could do with some help here, Lenny.
What's this one? It just says Madhouse. Madhouse? Oh, it couldn't be. Could it?
This is really not the time and place, mate.
You don't understand. There was this BBC play, The Madhouse on Castle Street. There was only one copy. That went missing. Can I borrow this?
What the hell do you think you're doing? They called me. He's had a fall. I presume you're here to help my father.
We are. Martha, is it? My colleague, Lenny, was just fetching your dad's dressing gown.
Are you okay, Dad?
Did you find it? It's under the stairs.
I've a good mind to put in a complaint. My father's bleeding on the floor and you're rifling through his stuff.
I wasn't. Just making conversation to keep your dad in good spirits. Nothing helps. But we'll get him to the hospital. Here's your dressing gown, Mr. Tompkins.
Just do your job. Oh, look at him. Get him to a hospital.
I was riding on my nine, going south from Caroline. I heard that long, some whistle blow. Got in trouble, had to roam, left my girl and left my home. I heard that long, some whistle blow.
Hello, Mr. Tompkins. Walter, how are you?
Are you a doctor?
No, it's me. Lenny, the paramedic, we came to your home.
Oh, yes. Nice you to come by. Martha's just left work.
How's your head?
Painful. Do you always come and check when you drop someone off?
Not always.
Very kind of you.
No problem. I was impressed by your film collection.
Oh, yes. It's mostly light entertainment, comedy. Charlie Drake, Stanley Baxter, Harry Worth, you know. A few other bits and bobs. When you pick up stuff at a car boot, it's often a job lot. You don't know what you're getting till you open the cans.
There was one marked Madhouse. Do you know what that is?
Madhouse? I don't remember that. My friend, Alan, used to transfer them to videotape for me. He had all the equipment, then DVD. They keep changing the format. Anyway, he's long gone now.
You see, there was this BBC Sunday night play, The Madhouse on Castle Street, 1963.
Oh, aye?
It was about a man in this lodging house. He locks himself away, leaving a strange note about his funeral. His estranged sister wants to know why he's gone mad.
You know a lot about it.
Well, I've read a lot. It's very rare. Oh, unique. People are desperate to find it. The only copy was stolen from the BBC, they think.
Was it any good?
The critics panned it, apparently.
Why all the fuss, then?
It has this hobo character in it. Played by Bob Dylan.
Oh, him. Can't even sing in tune. Now, Val Doonican, he was a singer.
Some people like him. Well, I do. A lot. And it's his first appearance in a play. And this was before he became famous. His first trip to England, where he met Martin Carthy and explored the British folk scene. Actually, that was when Carthy and Dylan chopped up a piano with a samurai sword, when the winter of 62 was one of the coldest on record.
Will the doctor be long? My head.
Do you think I could borrow it?
What?
The film can.
I don't know. Who are you again?
Lenny, the paramedic.
Yeah. What do you want a film can for?
I'll tell you what. I'll pop by when you're back home. Okay?
Okay. Maybe you can fetch a doctor? I've been here a while, and it's getting worse.
I'll see what I can do. Glad you're okay. Maybe see you in a few days?
Is the doctor coming?
Oh, it's all up from Florida at the start of the spring. The trucks and the trailers will be...
Why have you turned off? I thought we were going back to the depot.
I just want to stop and check on Walter.
We're not supposed to do that, are we?
I bumped into him at the hospital. We had a nice chat. He said to pop by. I think he's lonely.
We're expected back at the depot.
I'll only be 5 minutes. Didn't complain when you had to collect that Amazon parcel.
That took 2 minutes. It was my sister's birthday present.
I know, but you owe me. Anyway, we're here.
If we get caught, it's on your head.
I know. It'll be fine. I'll explain.
Oh, you. Whoever called you? It was a false alarm.
Oh, I just wanted to check on Walter, if that's okay. It's Lenny. We became sort of friends at the hospital.
You should have checked. If you're interested, he didn't make it through the night.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Was there something else?
When we had our chat, Walter said I could borrow a film can, if that's okay.
Whatever for?
I'm a collector, like Walter. I'll bring it back.
Well, you're too late. It's all in a skip. About time.
What?
Oh, I should have done it years ago.
The ones under the stairs?
First to go. There's a whole shed full of junk to go next.
But it was priceless.
What?
I think it's the only copy of a missing play with Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan? Awful singer. Barely hold a note. How valuable.
Well, it's like the holy grail of lost TV programmes. I mean, collectors would pay a fortune.
Really? Oh, bugger. If you were here 10 minutes ago...
Skip?
Just collected.
Where were they headed?
The recycling place. You know, the dump. Shepperton, I think he said.
Right. Might just be time.
In this traffic?
Oh, don't you worry about that.
What the hell?
It's an emergency.
We didn't get called through.
It's a personal emergency. Trust me.
I don't. You've gone mad. Where are we going?
The dump. Just let...
I don't want any part in this.
Right. Out.
What?
Get out.
You loony. Okay, but I'm reporting this.
Oh, you do that.
I got mixed up, confusion, man, and it's killing me. There's just too many people.
What are you coming in here for? We didn't call an ambulance.
Sorry, this is a personal call.
What?
Oh, I'm on a break.
I didn't think you were allowed to keep stuff in an ambulance.
Stuff?
Oh, rubbish. Recycling?
Is there a skip loader here with a full load?
There's been a few this morning. One's just left.
Gone cans?
What?
In the skip.
Maybe. All going to landfill, so it was just dumped.
Where?
In that bay.
Can I go in?
No way, mate. Health and safety. You'll be going home in the back of that ambulance if you go in there.
But there was something very valuable in that skip.
Possibly.
Possibly?
Probably. I just need to check. Can I just have a route around when the clocks have gone?
You will have to make an application. You don't seem that sure. What is it?
It's a missing TV show.
And that's it?
Yeah, but it's the only one. With Bob Dylan.
Who?
He's a folk musician. Rock star. Bob Dylan.
Oh, him. Sings through his nose.
It's the only copy.
Well, he should have made a backup, if it's that valuable.
I haven't watched it.
What?
That's why I need to check. The man who owned it died. I've got to find it.
All right. Calm down, mate. You need to get a license or something from the Environment Agency. They can be pretty strict about access. Has to be something serious. Crime scene. I can't just let you in. It's dangerous. Things collapse.
What will you go then? Go in and find it.
It's just as much a risk for me. I don't have time for this. I think you ought to leave.
You're going to let me through. I just need 5 minutes.
I'll call security if you threaten me.
I'm asking you. Please, let me in. Let me in.
Right. If you don't go in that ambulance and clear off now, I'm calling the police. You're a nut job.
Please, I have to find it.
Hello. It's Martha, isn't it?
Yes, I'm here to see Lenny. I phoned, but no answer. Weren't you at my father's house?
Yes. Lenny's my lodger. Rents a room.
Is he in?
Yes.
Can I see him?
Bricky.
Why?
He's had sort of a breakdown. Lost his job, gross misconduct, not paid rent for a few weeks. Can't go on like this.
Oh, I may have some good news for him.
He's not left his room for days. I was about to call for some help. Professional help. He won't answer to me. Thinks I reported him. I didn't. It's a bit awkward for the wife and kids. He won't come out.
Well, he might for me.
You're welcome to try. Upstairs. Second on the left. Bang hard.
Lenny? Lenny? It's Martha. Walter's daughter. Lenny?
What do you want?
Can you let me in? I have something that might help.
What is it?
A videotape found in Dad's shed.
You don't mean...
Dad had this loony old friend who put some of his old films on video.
What?
I found this one. Madhouse. I think you mentioned it when you came back empty-handed from the dump. He said to contact you if anything turns up. Well, something has.
No. Oh, my God.
Look at the label.
BBC RA Madhouse.
What's the RA?
I don't know. Probably a production code. It doesn't matter. This could be it. This could be it.
And it's valuable?
Oh, yes.
I couldn't check. I don't have a video player anymore.
Well, I do, in here. Still kept my old cassettes, you see. Bit retro, you know, but I love it. Here we go, the moment of truth. Oh, I can hardly breathe.
Yes, it's Russ Abbott's Madhouse. We're rocking and we're rolling and we're tuning into Russ Abbott's Madhouse. We're laughing and we're looning, gonna be a lot of gooning tonight. Ooh. The party's only starting and we're moving and we're grooving together. We're gonna raise the rafters, gonna hear a lot of laughter, all right. Ooh, yeah. Living it up, bumping and jiving, living it up, dunking and diving, living it up, wheeling and dealing, living it up tonight.
Is that it?
What?
Is that what you were looking for?
Oh, you stupid woman. Of course it's not what I'm looking for.
Well, thank you very much. I wish I hadn't bothered.
Get out! Get out!
Lady Margaret's pillow was wet with tears. Nobody's been on it in 20 years. And the swan on the river goes gliding by. The swan on the river goes gliding by.
You have been listening to Lost in the Madhouse, written and directed by Peter Shaw and edited by Colin Hansford, featuring Mike Strong as Lenny, Daniel Mason as Bernard, Paul Byrne as Walter Tompkins, Sarah Robinson as Martha, Stuart Smith as operator, and Peter Shaw as voice. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment written and performed by local people for local people.
Take the rocks and grab a baby, make a solid road, make a solid road. Take the rocks and
Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.